as the currency will not survive.
The question on the table for the Russians is, will they retain a buffer zone that's at least neutral? Or will the West penetrate so far in the Ukraine that they're 70 miles away from Stalingrad and 300 miles away from Moscow? For Russia, the status of Ukraine is an existential threat. And the Russians cannot let go. For the United States, in the event that Russia holds onto the Ukraine, where will it stop? Therefore, it's not an accident that General Hodges, who's been appointed to be blamed for all of this, is talking about prepositioning troops in Romania, Bulgaria, Poland, and the Baltics. This is the intermarium, the from the Black Sea to the Baltic that Pilsudski dreamt of. This is the solution for the United States. The issue to which we don't have the answer is, what will Germany do? So the real wild card in Europe is that as the United States builds this cordon sanitaire, not in Ukraine but to the West, and the Russians try to figure out how to leverage the Ukrainians out, we don't know the German position. Germany is in a very peculiar position. Its former Chancellor, Gerhard Schroeder, is on the board of Gazprom. They have a very complex relationship to the Russians. The Germans themselves don't know what to do. They must export. The Russians can't take up the export. On the other hand, if they lose the free trade zone, they need to build something different. For the United States, the primordial fear is German technology and German capital, Russian natural resources, Russian manpower, as the only combination that has for centuries scared the hell out of the United States. So how does this play out? Well, the U.S. has already put its cards on the table. It is the line from the Baltics to the Black Sea. For the Russians, their cards have always been on the table. They must have at least a neutral Ukraine, not a pro-Western Ukraine. Belarus is another question. Now, whoever can tell me what the Germans are going to do is going to tell me about the next 20 years of history. But unfortunately, the Germans haven't made up their mind. And this is the problem of Germany always. Enormously economically powerful, geopolitically very fragile, and never quite knowing how to reconcile the two. Ever since 1871, this has been the German question, the question of Europe. Think about the German question, because now it's coming up again. That's the next question that we have to address. And we don't know how to address it. We don't know what they're going to do.